Boston for the springtime. How you doing?
Wonderful.
All right. Preparing for that big Cardinals game, Lou, the Cod Cheetahs.
We're going to win. We got to win.
We got to win. We're going to win. Thank you.
We got to win.
Yep.
Put it in the books.
Put it in the books, Lou.
Put it in the books.
Now, when was the Cardinals your favorite? When they were the Chicago Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals, or the Arizona Cardinals?
Well, they were never a favorite. Being a Giants fan, I know of the St. Louis Cardinals.
I see.
And they had a running back by the name of Otis Anderson.
How about the old, was it the linebacker, Conrad Dirty Dobler?
Oh, they also had the quarterback was Jim Hart.
Jim Hart.
I mean, they were a good team.
Yeah, and they were.
And the Giants had a draft. They had to... pick up O.J. Anderson just so we wouldn't run all over him, and then they finally won a Super Bowl.
That's right. It's funny because they're one of the original, like, charter teams. I mean, even before the NFL was formed, the Chicago Cardinals were playing professional football.
Now, were the Cardinals around before the Bears?
Yes, because the Bears started in Decatur.
But didn't they start at the Staleys?
Yeah, as the Staleys, the Decatur Staleys. And then Hallis moved them to Chicago in 1920, renamed them the Bears after the Cubs. And the rest is NFL history, of course, Lou.
The rest is NFL history!
And the Chicago Cardinals left here in 1959 to go to St. Louis.
Okay. And there you have it, sports fans, the rest of the story.
My friend Howard Fagenholtz was at the Chicago Cardinals versus Chicago Bears game when they announced the Pearl Harbor bombing.
Really?
Yes. They told off.
He still has the ticket stub.
I doubt it. He keeps nothing. Not even his memories.
All right.
What did you think about that first week of Lou Dickman Weekly? Pretty stellar, stoic.
Yes, a great day, a great time was had by all.
Yeah, it really was. I'm saying it's Mutiny North. just a jabby old.
And what is this place you call Mutiny?
Right, it's a place that we shall not be named. That's right. But it was a great turnout. It was great to see some old faces.
Yes, it was.
Marlon
yes, it was.
John O'Brien was there. I mean, it was great. So.
Yes, it was.
So what are you planning?
Today I got the giant beef going.
Woohoo!
The charred hairy.
All right.
And my famous chili recipe.
All right. Which consists of going over to Aldi and opening a can.
No, it does not. Don't assume. I can get my cans of chili from other places.
That's true. That is true. But it's so convenient.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, Lou, what is, give us your sandwich review. Did you go out and get to a sandwich this week?
I went to McDonald's to try the new steak and egg burrito.
Ding, 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 ding.
I threw it up.
What? You threw up?
I threw up.
You threw
up.
Lou, you're not having any luck with the breakfast sandwiches from the fast food giants.
I just haven't been to Taco Bell yet. I'd like to know why Taco Bell spends all this money on advertising breakfast sandwiches, and they're not open for breakfast.
At least in Chicago, huh?
Yeah, what the heck is going on?
So you've gone now to McDonald's. You've gone to Dunkin' Donuts. Will Burger King be in your future?
Burger King may be in my future. I do like their little hash browns. They're very nice. But on a serious note, I went and revisited an old friend this week.
Yes?
Yes, the grilled salami egg and hot pepper and cheese sandwich from the Billy Goat.
Ding, 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 ding! It's a double sandwich review.
Fantastic! Old George on the grill was like walking into a new pair of slippers. It was just beautiful, yeah. Unbelievable.
They do have good grillmen at the Billy Goat. Did you go to the one on Van Buren?
Van Buren Wells.
That's the one I always went to.
Yep.
That's a good one.
And I'm going to give it a good solid 3.25.
All right. And what do you give the steak and burrito?
Nothing. It's bad memories.
All right, Lou. Your question of the week. It's a morality question.
I have no morality.
Because of Deflategate, are the Patriots true Patriots or traitors, and why? He's
positive. Oh, it all depends.
Yes.
No, they're not Patriots. They're cheaters.
Meaning they're traitors, Lou.
They're cheaters. They're not traitors. They're cheaters.
All right, that's what Lou is saying.
They should have been. You know what? They stopped being the Patriots when they took Boston off their moniker.
That's true.
They're not New England's team. That's... The Giants are New England's team.
And there you have it. Lou has given his all in the question of the week. Lou, give us your catchphrase out.
Wow, this is a quick one today. Everybody have an outstanding week. Come on by and go
Bears! This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Boston Bean Service. Beans, beans, the musical fruit at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou Toots, yeah!